You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. It's a pretty windy day today. Claire, any thoughts on the climate? We're going to our resident meteorologist.
Yes. Also, you may be thinking it's windy because there's a fan blowing on you right now.
Oh, that's it.
May or may not be fair. The actual weather outside. Mm-hmm.
Not sure if I mentioned this already yet, but this is Post-Aquarium Tapestry Shopping. And this is on every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Thinking about that was so hard, thinking about saying the right time and day out of all the times and days there are. But I'm DJ Teddy, and my lovely co-host,
DJ Claire.
Lovely is just an epithet for you at this point. Mm. Lovely Claire. Mm. Okay, today, I know last semester I used to do themed week songs, and this week's set list kind of actually does have a theme. These are all songs I listened to in 2013. What a different time, right?
2013. Did Miley have the best year?
What year of Miley's hair was that? Was it short haired Miley? I feel like that's a good way to tell.
I want to say it was around short haired Miley.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
Also, recently, my friend poked me on Facebook, right? And I was like, oh my God.
Whoa.
And I went through, and there are so many pokes from 2013.
Yeah. 2013, okay.
It was the year of the poke.
It was short-haired Miley. It was short-haired Miley. She's looking good. But, so today, the year of the poke, we're going to be celebrating 2013 in all of its glory. And so this prompts the question, what was Claire doing in 2013? And I'm not asking you because I'm on your Facebook. You were in a Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh,
I want to hear about it.
Oh, my God. I was the ass.
Not on air.
I was not.
You were the donkey. You were the donkey.
No, but like that's the actual name for it, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's technical. Yeah. I'll just explain that to the FCC when they slap me with a $1,000 fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so tell me about your role as bottom in Midsummer Night's Dream.
It was probably like the least funny rendition of Midsummer Night's Dream ever, I would say. It's probably up there.
You were also in a little duo called Dave and Claire.
Oh,
is that where it all began?
That's where it all began.
Did he like you in your braces?
No.
Okay. I wouldn't either.
How could you?
You guys are an awkward little couple.
Oh, my God.
He's wearing, like, a chain or something.
That was fetus stage.
Okay, that was your fetus relationship.
That was bad.
And then one more thing you did. You had a softball banquet in 2013.
Oh, my God.
Were you a little shortstop?
No. I was an outfielder.
Were you really?
Which means I did nothing.
You look like an outfielder.
Yeah.
Like, if you guys could see Claire,
I
see her, you go,
outfielder. I had never played softball until high school, so then they just, like, threw me in the outfield, and I sucked, and then I left. So
okay.
That's my softball story.
You remember anything else about 2013?
No.
I don't think any of us do.
I to forget.
It was a blur, 2013.
Oh, my God.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to be looking at some more snapshots of the year of the poke. But first up, we are going to start my 2013 playlist. These aren't like songs. I don't know. I think I had very developed music taste for a 13-year-old. But I want to see if I still like these songs because like I was really into them in 2013.
Have you listened to them yet?
I listened to a few of them, and I was like, I have the urge to poke someone on Facebook, and I don't know why.
She's overcoming.
Yeah.
Right now.
Wow. Silly bands. Okay, so
for
the next hour, we're going to be exploring 2013 and all of its nuances and intricacies. But for now, we're starting off with Cut Your Teeth by Kyla LaGrange, The Load by Barbarossa, and then Sinnerman by Nina Simone.
All right. gonna run to?
Back. Got anything to
say? That was a really good
thank you
intro.
I'm so practiced, so polished. So we were talking a lot about 2013 this episode,
reminiscing fondly.
I just wanted to share a few things that Claire McNulty posted on her Facebook in 2013.
No. Okay.
August 27th, 2013. Person. So now that summer's over. Me. Summer's not over. We still have 648,563 seconds left.
So witty.
I know.
So witty.
Did your stand-up career ever take off after that one?
No.
You probably found that on, like, Tumblr.
I'm sure I didn't make it up.
Okay, then in July 24th, 2013, Claire McNulty posted, I love Marlena and Mary so much they complete my life. Is B mush without them?
There's a reason why it's not 2013 anymore.
Then March 25th, 2013, I'm so ready for spring.
Aw, same.
Actually, still relevant. And then your last post, you only made 4 posts in 2013.
Yeah,
I'm a
Facebook fiend.
I don't know what kind of, like, 14, were you 14 then?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what kind of 14-year-old with a Facebook you were, because I was like, just ate an Oreo. I love my friend so much. Yeah. Please someone text me. Like, those were my...
Yep, HMU.
Yeah, those were my status updates, but,
Yeah, speaking of which, how about next time we'll explore some of what Teddy posted?
It's a nightmare. But your last post is January 28th, 2013, mm-hmm. and the most pointless snow day award goes to...
Wow. So funny.
Biting.
So
wit.
God.
Okay, now, I know it's, like, hard to remember years just by me saying that year. So we're going to, like, do some highlights of 2013 to jog your memory.
Okay.
According to Wikipedia, 2013 was designated as the International Year of Water Cooperation and also the International Year of Quinoa, which strikes me as a few years early, but I could be wrong. Yeah. I could be wrong.
I feel like now
is the international
quinoa is becoming big.
Quinoa is also the name of my first daughter, so. And then then we have 2013 was Robin Thicke.
Oh.
That was that blurred lines. I still hate him.
Amazing.
I feel like I need to remember how much I hate Robin Thicke more and more often.
Yeah,
but anyway, that was also the foam finger, the VMA performance with Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. Miley Cyrus, short hair Miley Cyrus. Robin Thicke is creepy. Your parents made you turn off the VMAs. Beyoncé at Super Bowl. That was 2013.
That was 2013.
I know. I feel like that set
was
a precedent
that, like, was
for
that her, like,
Super
Black
Bowl
Panther type thing?
I think it was.
Yeah, wow.
That was so,
like,
hot.
Recent.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I feel like Super Bowl halftimes are geared specifically for people who don't watch the rest of the Super Bowl. Because I feel like Beyonce and, like, football fans don't have a huge overlap. Like, the Venn diagram isn't...
Yeah, that's true. Everyone's like, really, why are you being so
it's, like,
political?
Touching.
It's football!
Yeah, that Venn
it's
diagram,
like,
is just
okay,
two circles
what?
Touching, you know? Yeah. Okay, the Harlem Shake... which we're like, oh my gosh, that was so weird, but we're still doing stuff like that now, to be fair, so I can't hate on it. That was also Sharknado.
Oh my god, I love that movie.
Yeah, me too. A fun fact about me is I actually started like a blog that was reviewing all these cheesy shark movies, but
did
I it, like
actually?
It quit really fast. Yeah, but I watched like 7, like Sharknado, like Shark Lake, like all those like super cheesy shark movies.
Wow.
There's that one, Deep Blue Sea, with LL Cool J. That's a really good movie. Highly recommended. And the last big thing of 2013 is that the Jonas Brothers broke up.
Wait, I have some things that happened in 2013.
Okay, tell me about them.
Twerk and selfie were added to the dictionary. Monumental.
I wish 2013 had never happened.
In human progression. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, Paula Deen became publicly racist.
Oh, wait, that wasn't like the butter thing. I don't know what I'm thinking about.
I don't remember the exact scandal, but it was clear that she was.
Oh, she used the word. A raging racist. She used a word that was bad. Oh, right. I'm sorry, when I think of Paula Deen, I just go to butter really fast. And I was like, how is butter?
It was also, what does the fox say?
Oh, no! Do you remember
that? Yeah.
Yep. Wait, what did he say? What was the like chorus? I was like, no, that was not it. Yes, it was. No way.
It was like nothing.
What the fuck thing? You just completely changed what you thought it was.
The same thing.
Okay, I don't know how to work any of this setup, but if you can call in and tell us what the fox said, it would be really appreciated.
Please do.
Please help us.
Oh, also, Justin Bieber was caught peeing on camera. The start of his official meltdown.
That's also when he, like, had a monkey, right?
I
think it was, yeah.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I wonder what his hair was like in 2013.
This is what we have to offer to the world.
Yeah, this is depressing.
No, this is what 2013 has to offer.
That's true. This isn't us. This is 2013.
We're just the messengers here. Okay.
Do you have anything else from 2013?
Duck Dynasty came into the scene. I've never seen it. Looks like absolute garbage.
So far, the cons of 2013 are kind of outweighing the pros. Yeah.
Well, silly bands.
Were silly bands 2013 is the question.
I think 2010. I think 2012.
I think
was
it might have
like
been earlier.
Major thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Apparently,
2011 or 2012.
Oh, apparently hashtags became a thing in 2013. Like you'd be like hashtag sense. Swag.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah,
hashtag yeah, yeah. YOLO. YOLO was 2013.
How do we miss YOLO?
It's the motto. YOLO.
Wow.
Okay. What else?
Wow.
Okay. You got anything?
Nope.
Okay.
I think we're all good.
We'll get back to the music, but first we need to, this isn't a PSA, this is me and Claire singing a song. Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Use different cutting boards so the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces. For other foods like veggies.
Can't hear the music. I still can't hear the music.
Well, Claire can't hear the music, so.
Just go for it. Just go for it. I'll tell you.
Roughly 3,000 Americans will die from food poisoning this year. You can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafoods from other foods. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. Wow, great work, Claire. Wow, you have a really good voice. I don't know if anyone's ever told you that. You should be in a band and you should give me free gear from
being
in that band.
Maybe one day.
Okay, we'll think about it. Okay, back to the music. Back to more 2013's tunes. And so far, I've kind of been feeling them, so maybe I haven't changed that much.
Bring them on. Bring them on.
Okay, first up is Slipping Away by Barcelona, Power Lines by Telekinesis, and then Wicked Game by Emika.
Slipping away. over. The spider web is wrapped around my head like a big black hole. So wait just a little bit more. Only take what you came here for. I trusted and I promised to believe. I swore that you would be the first and the last, but I did not know. You take me, but you'll take no more. So this is how I'm slipping away. Now this is how you want me to play.
Hey guys, we are back. I don't know if you heard that because I wasn't talking into the mic for some reason, but hey guys, we are back. And it's time for more
2013. Yeah.
Okay, a few more things that we've discovered about 2013 since last discourse.
Mm-hmm.
For me personally, it was a year of braces. It was my first Revolution concert, and I was like, what's that smell?
Wow.
The whole time, I was like, what's that smell?
It's the smell of love.
And then I learned it was the smell of love.
Yes.
I was too young for that. I was so naive. My parents were so naive. I love you guys, but I think I've been fumed ever since that concert.
Yeah, probably.
That was the year I thought I was going to be a marine biologist. Yeah. But didn't we all have a year where we thought we were going to be a marine biologist?
Yeah, for me it was I wanted to be a rockyologist. So.
A rockyologist?
Yeah.
Do you mean geologist?
No.
Okay. This was the year that Laura Toy photoshopped my face onto a Ted poster. You know, the movie with Mark Wahlberg, and she made it Teddy, and that got a lot of likes on Facebook. That was a pretty good joke. I don't remember.
Like 5?
That would have been a lot for me in those days. biggest part of 2013 for me, though, is that's when I met Joey Chestnut. Competitive eater Joey Chestnut.
I have no idea who Joey Chestnut is.
Oh, my gosh. He shoves the hot dogs down his throat every 4th of July.
Wow.
That guy.
How do I not know who he is?
Love him. Such a great guy. Everyone else knows. Like, you're like, oh, wow, how don't I know that? You're embarrassing yourself because all of our listeners know who Joey Chestnut is.
Wow, okay. Well, I guess I'm just not good enough to be on this show.
I've been locking someone in the cellar of my house for 20 years, and I'm going to go, like, pull him out and be like, who's Joey Chestnut? And they're going to know.
Really?
I'm going to put him back in afterwards, but...
Okay.
We've got a real Jane Eyre kind of thing going on.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, and I only made one status update in 2013. March 18th, 2013. That's too much bacon, said no one ever.
I'm pretty sure I had a said no one ever status in 2013,
yeah, right?
Too.
I'm pretty sure I thought that one out for days. I was like, what would make me popular and cool?
What would be the
bacon
funniest
quirky
thing? Like, yeah. Everyone loves bacon.
I'm so
everyone
random.
Everyone loves said no one ever.
I'm so random. Remember when that was a thing?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm so random. You know what I'm talking about? People would just say, like, the randomest stuff. Like, hi, I like cheese. And you'd be like, oh my gosh, you're so funny.
Yes.
I wish that wasn't a thing that happened, but...
Yeah.
It was. Okay, before... Claire's going to actually sing our PSA.
Yes.
Which is going to be, like, really cool. I'm going to play All Star by Smash Mouth on my computer, but I'm not going to, like hook it up here, so they're just gonna hear you singing along with it.
Okay.
But before we do
that, karaoke version, or is it real version?
It's gonna be karaoke version.
Okay, good.
Sorry. Before they do that, I want to hear. Can you just tell everyone the story of your birthday? No, your fake birthday.
The day that I
thought it was your birthday.
Yes. So what was it? February 26th.
It's February 16th.
February 16th
is your birthday.
Was. A day, I think, were we... Was it a Tuesday?
It was a Tuesday. It started the night before at Gilbert's.
Okay, so we were having dinner, you know, chatting it up, just hanging out, and suddenly Teddy goes, is tomorrow your birthday? And, like, clearly it wasn't my birthday. So I was like,
How was I supposed to know that?
Well, how were you just supposed to be like, oh, is tomorrow your birthday?
Because I got that idea in my head.
Yeah, Teddy, tomorrow's my birthday.
You just confirmed it. You're like, oh, yeah, it is my birthday. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Okay, and so the next day, Teddy texted me in the morning. She's like, happy birthday. And I was like,
I sent you a birthday selfie,
thank
too.
Thank you. Oh, and she sent me a picture of herself for my birthday.
Happy birthday.
And then, so we were like, and then we went to dinner later.
I texted her. I was like, Claire, I know, like, you're probably doing something for your birthday. Like, you're probably going out with, like, Dave or something. But, like, if you wanted to, like, grab dinner with me, like, I'd really love to have with you, like, happy birthday. Like,
and I was like, yeah, I'm not doing anything for dinner. Sure. But I didn't realize that she literally thought it was my birthday. This thing she had just created in her mind. And then we come in and she's like, yo, I have brownies if you want to have them later. And I was like, okay, like, thanks. And then she hands me this mint. She's like, here's a birthday mint that I picked up from the, like, from the front of Marquee. She's like, here's a special birthday mint I got you. And I was like, do you realize it's not actually my birthday? And then we were sitting at a table with, like, these two other girls, and we were just, like, having normal conversation, and suddenly Teddy's just, like, sitting there. She's just, like, staring off in space. She's like, wait, it's not actually your birthday? And I was like, no, it's not actually my birthday.
For a whole 24 hours, I was consumed by guilt over, like, not getting anything nice for your birthday. And, like, okay, the, like, worst part, though, is, like, this has happened to me, like, multiple times. Like 3 months before that, I, like, went out to, like, dinner with, like, my friend Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Sam, I'm just, like, so, like, I can't believe you're 19. Like, this is, like, a really good, like, occasion. Like, I was about to, like, tell the waitress, like, birthday girl, like, birthday girl, or whatever. She's like, Teddy, this isn't my birthday. I just asked you to dinner. And, like, I just get it in my head that it's people's birthdays sometimes.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just commit.
I think you should just make a list of people's birthday. Like, when you meet someone, immediately speech, write down their birthday.
I was like, Sam, like, you've been a really good friend of me. Like, I just want to let you know, like, these past few months have been awesome. Like, I'm so glad I have a friend like you. Like, happy 19th. Like, this means a lot. So, I'm still kind of salty with you about that, to be honest.
Well, it's okay. Now I just have two birthdays.
But now you're going to atone by singing the karaoke version of Smash Mouth with a PSA. So, let's hit it. Oh, that's an ad. This sorry. I'm the proletariat. I'm using YouTube.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm a prol. No, just collect your thoughts. Oh, okay. We're good.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I swear, it's All Star by Smash Mouth.
Oh, my God.
This is you.
Every year, anonymous children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they reach the age of five. However, through basic health care and delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you are just one step away from helping. See where the good goes, act good goes, now that the blood of the blood, some find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by the Save the Children and the Angels. Hey now, you're a rock star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get your show on and get paid. All that glitters is gold, only shooting stars break the mold. Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was really good, Claire.
Thanks.
I have the urge to watch Shrek now, though.
I know. That brings back, like, 2011? Like,
get out, we swamp.
No, that was late.
I think it's earlier.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? My class did a music video to this song in fifth grade.
What?
Yeah.
And in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Yeah, iconic.
Shrek is 2001.
I know, but, like, I was born in 98. Like, I wasn't watching Shrek in 2001.
My freaking bad. Okay, well, that was lovely in every conceivable way, but you probably want it to end now, so we're going to listen to a few more songs. Citizens by Alice Russell, Anyone Else But You by the Moldy Peaches, which I listened to because I watched Juno, and then Ellis Bell by the Cold and Lovely.
Of planet Earth, don't get caught in the head. Don't strive to distraction, the flash, it's just that. There's something behind these walls, something under the sheet. I say, I truly be me, me. And I could be you, you. And you, you, you could be me. Could be me, me, and I could be you, you. With this we learn, we will be free.
You're a part-time love friend, a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. I'll kiss you on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you all starry-eyed, my body swinging from side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
here is the church and here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
the pebbles, forgive me, the trees, forgive me. So why can't you forgive me? I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else but
I will find my niche in your car with my MP3 DVD rumble pack guitar. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start. Just because we use cheats doesn't mean we're not smart. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. You are always trying to keep it real. I'm in love with how you feel. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
we both have shiny happy fits of rage. You want more fans, I want more stage. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
Don Quixote was a steel driving man. My name is Adam, I'm your biggest fan. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
squinched up your face and did a dance. Shook a little turd out of the bottom of your pants. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
But you.
Well, that was unfortunate. Sorry, we don't have time for Latch by Disclosure and Sam Smith this week, but we might have time next week. A little fun fact, because we were celebrating 2013 this week, I played 2013 songs in the past hour.
Wait.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
You thought Why did you I only played before? Like 10 or something, but you're so wrong. And it was 2013 seconds worth of songs, too.
No, it wasn't.
I planned this so well.
That is
meticulous.
Garbage.
No, the combined ages of all of the artists, 2013.
Wow.
It's like,
it almost seems,
it's the Da Vinci Code,
too good to be true.
It almost seems that way. I agree. Claire, I want to hear your impression of that song Anyone Else But You by the Moldy Peaches, the
one where they're like, it sounds like
it's the one that make my job so difficult. It's this one. You probably can't hear it.
I can't hear it. You're right.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time.
That probably sounds so strange to people who are just listening to that.
I think every part of our show does. But no, that song does sound, that song sounds like dirty rubber boots,
yeah,
on a,
and they're so pitchy, like they don't even try.
It sounds like little pastries that you just freshly cooked, bring them out of the oven, the smell, you know what I'm saying?
It did not.
That's what it
no.
That's what it smelled like to me.
That's what your pastry smell like.
It's like very homey. It's like the, yeah, it's like a sweater that's not perfect, but it's warm anyway. Like the sweater you're wearing, Claire. Exactly. I think you're perfect though.
Thank you.
Okay, normally I quiz you on a lot more every hour. Man. But don't think you got off scot-free.
Okay.
It's time to quiz you about summer food service programs.
Okay.
And you're gonna bomb. Today, nearly blank million kids struggle with hunger. And without free school lunches, many of them will miss meals this summer. A, 9 million. B, 12 million. C, 17 million.
12 million. Yeah.
17 million kids.
Wow.
It's 5 million more than you thought.
Yeah.
Dumb butt. I didn't finish that word, so.
Okay.
Even
this
though
episode was a little bit raunchy.
This episode was a little raunchy, I'm not gonna lie. Even though the school year might end, A, free meals for your kids don't have to. B, free meals for your kids will.
A.
You're right, yeah.
Yeah.
Even though the school year might end, free meals for your kids will. Nah, it didn't sound right, no. So you're right. If your child relies on free or reduced-price school lunches, blank can help provide them with food this summer. Food for America, Feeding America, Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri.
You're right. Guy Fieri can help provide them with food this summer. It's Feeding America. Help your kids stop worrying about food and start focusing on blank.
Food.
Film. Fun. France.
Fun.
No!
Film.
France. This whole thing is like a...
Oh, France.
It's like an advertisement for France.
I think you said friends, not France.
No, I said France.
Oh, okay.
Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals or find your local food bank for blank Guy Fieri or help.
Help.
Yeah. Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summermeals. Together, we're feeding...
Guy Fieri.
Yeah. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yay.
We're terrible.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
I wonder if people listen to this show, like our superiors, how do you get removed from a show?
By doing exactly this.
What terrible offense do you have to commit?
I feel like we've done two out of the three necessary ones.
I know. I just want to know what else.
How far
what our
we
show
get?
Is predicated on. Yeah. Okay, folks. This has been Post Aquarium Tapestry Shopping with your terrible co-hosts, DJ Teddy and
DJ Claire.
It's been an all right day. If you're still listening to this, turn it off.
First
already.
Of all, why?
Yeah, I got so many questions for you. Disappointed that no one called in.
Yeah,
so maybe next week we'll find out what the fox said. I really can't remember, and I'm gonna look it up immediately after the show.
Good.
Claire, got any fun facts for our readers? Readers, what the heck?
Still kind of windy in here. The fan is still on.
Drafty.
Yeah. It's really, I'm wondering if they could hear the fan for the entire thing.
They can, actually. It's like a little white noise in the background.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. It's like
just another added bonus to this great show.
I wonder if people are ever switching the stations and they're like, whoa, two 11-year-olds hijacked the radio and they're talking about stuff. Get them off.
All right, let's go.
Okay, yeah, I'm turning this puppy off. You guys have a great day. Please join us again next Tuesday. I'm begging you. I'm so alone. You guys have a wonderful day.